At the National Farm Machinery Show, I am visiting with one of the competitors here in the championship tractor pull that's taking place over the course of the week, along with the National Farm Machinery Show. As you can see, I got Blue in the background, and here to our left, we've got Mike Wilhite, and also your name, sir?
Emmett Fulkerson.
Emmett Fulkerson. Well, you know, it attracted me to you because I saw the New Holland label there, and we thank them for our supporting us in our coverage of this event. But I'd love to know the connection there, Mike. I think you used to work for a company that was affiliated with New Holland, right?
I worked for Ford for 30 years, and I've been retired 10 years from Ford. And that's my dad worked at Ford, and I've had two other brothers retired from Ford. So we're a Ford family.
Well, tell me the class you're in, because as I've just learned here, New Holland kind of fits real well into that class, I guess.
Yeah, they're not a big motor. In this motor class here, we're allowed 505 cubic inches, mm-hmm. and the New Holland in this class, it's a pretty decent motor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty competitive.
So I know you're going to be competing tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about it? Are you pumped and ready?
Oh, it's ready, but, you know, I'm ready. I don't know if the tractor's ready or not. You never know about those things. It's like a grenade going off about any time.
Yeah, they do make a little bit of noise,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're taking a factory motor that made maybe 210 horsepower and cranking out close to 4,000 horsepower. So, you know, but the only thing stock in the block is the crank in the block, and you know, nothing else is
So you're in an indoor facility here, and I'm not a tractor puller, and probably a lot of people watching, listening may not be either. Tell us, just give us a little brief description of your, you know, what you do, because the whole thing takes, what, about 12, 13 seconds
something
maybe?
Like that. Well, see, outdoor, we run a 300-foot track outdoors,
yeah.
And it's a little bit different. I mean, you know, and see, indoors, it's we're confined to like 240 feet. And it's an experience. You better have everything, you know, right, your weight right, and all
right.
Gear selection. It's a lot to it.
So when you get to the end of your run, there's a wall facing you, but there's a little bit of something built in there, too, to kind of cushion the...
The sand?
Yeah,
the sand. Well, we've hit the sand. Tommy, my brother here, first year we came down here, he was probably buried the tractor in the sand further than anybody. Since the whole event here,
right?
But nowadays they kind of stop you before you get close to sand. They don't want you to get in there.
Now they do that what, by flagging you?
Yeah, they flag if they flag you, you better be stopping,
right,
or you know,
right.
Make an attempt to stop. I mean, you can't stop on a dime because you know you got the momentum. But when they flag you, you better make an attempt to stop.
So in your class, is it just one run, or do you get to
to
do more?
Sometimes they'll like down here they'll set a full pull mark, like mm-hmm. you know, make 240. You know, they might watch several tractors, and anything over 240, you'll come back in a pull off. Those tractors will.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it might be three, you know, it might be two. You know.
So I know this probably isn't the only place that we would see out. How many do you do in a year?
I think I've run probably 18 different hooks last year. I went as far as Wisconsin, out into Missouri, went out to Tennessee and Alabama, you know, Illinois.
Right.
I've been all over.
What do you think about the fans at this one?
They're great. I mean, they love tractor pulling. It's just like this. We're just fortunate to get to have one of them.
That's right. And you're nearby, I understand.
Yes, sir. I'm about 32 miles south here, Bardstown, mm-hmm. Kentucky.
So what made you decide you wanted to do this?
Shoot, I don't know. We've been messing with tractors all my life, and we always had hot rod cars and stuff like that. And me and my brother, when we first started, we bought a tractor out of New York. We guessed it in almost 20 years ago, and then it evolved to this here. My brother's not in it anymore, so.
So I'm would I be guessing right that one of you did this nice skin job on the...
we had a guy here in close by, Cord in Indiana, that did the sheet metal on it. This is all aluminum,
right,
sheet metal.
Right.
And actually, the boy that dates my daughter did the art. He did the base coat, clear coat, and had another friend do the artwork.
Yeah, Blue Blazes. It is a beautiful machine, shiny out here. So, yeah, it's kind of a family atmosphere, it feels like, here a little bit.
Oh, yeah, all these pullers here, we're all good friends, but when you get to the track, you know, you're all for yourself.
All right. Well, best of luck with your poll. I know it's Saturday. I wish I could be here, but I got to head out beforehand. But just glad I saw you and we had a chance to chat.
Well, I tell you what, tell New Holland to give me a sponsorship for his tractor.
All right. I'll make sure that message
I'm
gets
serious.
Through. You bet. You bet. How do we reach you?
I'll give you a card.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I'll go ahead. While you're giving that card out, I'll just say, again, thank you guys very much. Enjoyed visiting with you here. And again, best of luck. And from Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.